I believe in books. Books are my companions, my teachers, my counselors. They're my vacation. As a girl, I went to books to escape from the confusion and dysfunction of childhood. Nancy Drew was my hero. She was so wise and practical, much smarter than her boyfriend, Ned. Books helped me understand. When my sister was diagnosed with cancer, Emperor of All Maladies explained why cancer treatment breaks down your body in order to heal it. When I planned a trip to Gettysburg, Killer Angels painted the 3 days of battle through the thoughts and conversations of military officers so graphically that when I arrived there, the battlefield felt spiritual to me. It is the characters in novels who get me the most. Mrs. Curran in Coetzee's Age of Iron, or Hurston's Janie Crawford in Their Eyes Were Watching God, are so perfectly imperfect. They make bad decisions and feel confusion and love in the rough ways we do as humans. When I read a novel as fine as Salvage the Bones about a pregnant teenage girl living in a Mississippi town on which Hurricane Katrina is bearing down, I silently thank the author. Thank you for writing this extraordinary book. Novels such as these understand the pain and ambivalence I often feel. They describe the torments of love with such beauty that I will stop and read a passage again, and maybe even one more time. Unbelievable how the writer captures emotions and anguish, and most of all, human frailty. To the consternation of my family, I often give books away to my friends. I think, I know Monica will love this character, or this story reminds me of Cindy. She has got to read it. I feel a little thrill when I return to a vibrant book before sleep. I lie semi-propped under the covers, glancing at the clock, telling myself just 10 more minutes. When I come close to finishing my book, it takes only a text or Facebook message to friends asking for a new one. They know what I like, after all, and the suggestions roll forth. I believe in books because they understand me. I believe in books because they will always be there for me.